Goldfish. My son doesn't go to school anymore. He goes somewhere else. He goes out walking alone with his hat on his head, lies on a bed where they slip a drip to the vein and he has his body pumped full. Funny how they grow up, says the woman who is the chemist. Is it your only one? It's harder then because you've spoilt them. Here's your prescription, $49. I try to pretend she doesn't know a thing that she's saying. Here's a red light outside, and I have to stop, and everywhere there's children, a reminder of the way we come into the world, birth, growth, and end up fat or thin. He, my own, was thin before the drugs set in and made him fat. Now he looks like a frog. There's a dog on the way home, so I pat it, sign of the hope I have for the future. When I get in, he's on the bed. I can tell he feels bad. Don't, he says. He often says that. Or, come here. And he holds my hand, and there we are, two tiny pebbles, perched on the edge, with the silvery sand far below us. We don't like to use the C word, says one white coat. They prefer the ambiguous nodes to tumours, or even bumps and lumps. If you were dumb, you might think you had mumps. In Ward 1, he starts to tell me his dream. We are chased by a giant goldfish. We reach a cellar. We are trapped by the goggle-eyed fish in a dead sea end. And then suddenly, he's all alone with an enormous tome on his lap. The words, medical dictionary, are embossed on its cover, and he opens it, and he begins to read.